Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Samantha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope things are going well for you there in Ames at Iowa State University. And I want to start, Samantha, with talking about a production that actually was held in November. And you were one of the stars, I think, of this production called Crimes of the Heart. So what was that experience like for you?
It was actually my first leading role in a production on the main stage at Iowa State. So it was a really fun learning experience. And two of the girls who play sisters,
yeah,
were close with all of us. So it was a real experience to work with.
Samantha, I did have the privilege of seeing not your production, but another production of that play. And as I look back on it, there were funny moments, very comedic moments. There were sad, very emotional moments. And there was even a little mystery involved with it. So you had to have all kinds of emotions showing there.
Yep. It's definitely, the way we viewed it was a comedy with some sad bits in it. It's very much how sisters work with each other. I have a younger sister, and half of the fights that went on stage I've had with my sister. So it was just, it's a show that's very relatable, especially in the sadder moments. A lot of people can relate to having those feelings. Maybe not that your sibling has shot their husband, but that something has happened and you have to go to bat for your siblings.
Yes, so. Yes. And it is a saying, you know, everyone, you can relate to it. It is a Pulitzer Prize winning play. And so that says, I think, something about how good it is and how people can relate to it. So you said this is the first one for a starring role. I mean, there were three major characters, the sisters, and you were one of those. What other kinds of work have you done at Iowa State related to theater?
Well, I've done a lot of student-produced work. A lot of the students here at Iowa State in the theater department are very creative, and we're very much into putting the works that we've created or we've wanted to do, but ISU hasn't decided to do the show yet. So a lot of us will get together, we'll hold our own auditions, and we'll do shows that way. So I've acted in a lot of those. I was involved in Into the Woods last year, before it was canceled. So that was a really fun experience. And then I've also been involved with The Seagull, which was another main stage show as an ensemble member. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun to work with different directors and different cast members and see how they all work.
Yes. Now, you mentioned Into the Woods. Now, as I have not seen that, I think it's partly musical. In the current production on screen?
It's a Stephen Sondheim musical.
Oh, yes.
About basically being careful what you wish for, and it follows very famous fairy tale characters like Cinderella, Prince Charming, Little Red Riding Hood, and they all get their wish, and then you find out what happens after they get their wish, which isn't always the best thing.
Yeah.
So
it's sort
a really great story.
Lesson in life for all of us, right? Be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm,
yes,
definitely.
Yes. Well, Samantha, before I want to talk some more about being a student, but before we do that, I want to go back in your history a bit and tell us a bit about your growing up and kind of how you got to this point at Iowa State.
Yeah. I was actually, I grew up in Atlantic. I went to school there. Both of my parents are teachers. My mom taught in Atlantic and my dad taught in Avoca. So I grew up learning a lot, even at home, and we were very stressed on education. But my parents also were very supportive of the arts. We went to shows when I was about five. We went to Sesame Street Live, and then from there, we kept going to shows, and that became, like, my birthday present was going to shows. And then I was involved in all of the musicals in high school. I did two of the plays. I did band. I did a lot of performing arts while my sister did a lot of sports and other forms of creative stuff, like drawing and stuff. So our parents and our grandparents were actually the people who pushed us to do arts, and because it's what we love. So they like to stress the importance of doing what you love instead of what you think you should. Mm-hmm. So
good. Do you remember when you were little? Did you play dress up and do plays then, kind of that you made up with your sisters or your friends?
Kind of. I have an emphasis in acting and directing, and even when I was little, if we were playing make-believe, I would try and tell my sister what she should say and what she should do. So we didn't really end up playing make-believe. It was me more telling her what to do and her getting sick of me telling her what to do, so she'd stop playing with me. But we do have a lot of pictures of me and my sister using my mother's plants as microphones and singing into those, and
I think it's in your blood. You started when you're little, and you're still doing that. Talk a little more about now at Iowa State. Your major, as I understand, is theater. What else, or tell us just a bit more about what you're doing at Iowa State.
My major is performing arts with an emphasis in acting and directing. So my course load goes from acting classes to directing classes and in between. The good thing about the Iowa State Theater Department is that they stress being a well-rounded performer. So instead of just focusing on the acting and directing aspect of it, we are also required to take theater design classes and dance classes and other things so that we understand how difficult it is to do the other things. Because in some theater makers will, if something doesn't go right, they'll say, well, it's easy to be a lighting designer, mm-hmm. or how hard can it be to find props? So they want us to realize how hard it is to do other people's jobs and not be blaming someone else for something that we have no clue what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So,
and as a director, I assume you sort of have to take all of that on your shoulders, so you better know.
Yeah. I've directed a 10-minute and a one-act for two finals of a class, for directing one and two, and that is a little bit of a thing, because in a normal production, the director is in charge of the blocking and how it looks and the casting, and then there are other people divided out to find the props, find the costumes, do all that. But with that class, we had to do everything. So you kind of got to get the one-man show and get everything situated, get your rehearsal schedules matched up to your actors. And so it was very interesting to see that. And then when you do have a production team, it's much more of a relief. So
I would imagine. So now what's coming up for you here in spring, you know, as you look ahead, any other big productions that you're going to be a part of at Iowa State?
Well, we haven't had our auditions yet. Our auditions are actually the first week of when we get back to school. But we are doing the production of Les Miserables.
Wow.
And that'll be really fun. We'll be doing the full musical version. So I'm auditioning for that. I'm also auditioning for a student produce that is sponsored by Iowa State called Two Rooms. To the best of my understanding, it's about a hostage situation in Iran, and a wife and a hostage negotiator are trying to get her husband back and trying to figure out what is the best course of action. It's during the war on terror in Iraq, mm-hmm. And Iran. So that's an interesting play that I'm auditioning for as well. And as it's my senior year, I'm required to do a senior seminar, and usually the acting and directing emphasis majors do a production of some sort. So I will be working on Antonov's The Cherry Orchard, so mm-hmm. that'll be really fun.
You got some big things planned ahead. Now, mm-hmm. We don't have time for a whole thing about acting, but, you know, when you have to do those emotions of, you know, what if, that are extreme emotions, sadness, or I guess I'm thinking more of the negative, and I'm thinking about the one that you're, the Two Rooms one, that has to be lots of emotions. How do you pull those up so that you project those to the audience?
Well, it's how we were taught at Iowa State. We had some great, we have really great teachers here at Iowa State, and they taught us to follow the text, and that while the method acting is an interesting idea and way to go, it's safer for the actor to look at the text and what the facts are and follow what's going on in what you're saying and understanding the importance of what you're saying, and that should naturally lead to an honest performance.
Okay.
Yeah,
it sounds like you have some interesting times ahead. You know, we need to keep track of you, Samantha, because it's hard to tell where you're going to end up, in New York or some other place, and lots of productions here to come. So we want to wish you the best in the new year and ahead.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for your time, Samantha Kuntz. And until next time, here's a thought from Oprah Winfrey. Challenges are gifts that force us to search for a new center of gravity. Don't fight them. Just find a new way to stand.